Best 5 minutes of the day, Jason Cairns. Fifth year we've been doing this. Thank you for your consistency. Good morning.
Good morning, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure being on with you.
How's the coffee this morning?
So far, so good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. About halfway through my first cup, so.
Nice. We had a chance to talk to Stephen Curtis Chapman, who went about 11 minutes yesterday. He's talkative. He's chatty, even self-acknowledged.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know after having done a lot of interviews with a lot of people, I mean, you get folks who you have to kind of drag it out of them and others who are just conversant, you know?
Yeah. So where do I fall on that spectrum?
You're conversant.
Okay.
Yeah, you're pretty conversant, for sure.
Good.
But I think, you don't go too far. You're kind of leaning conversant, I would say.
Sure. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. I did not ask him about how he maintains his boyish good looks. I mean, we only had so much time.
Sure.
We did ask him rapid-fire questions, Caleb did. Maybe I'll try to re-air that this morning before 7. But the thing was that at the end, there were two more. Because Caleb knows I always am very interested. Pineapple on pizza, and he said yes.
Oh, man. He was always one of my favorite artists.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do with that.
I was kind of saying this. I cheered, actually. And, was able to tell him he's on my spiritual Mount Rushmore. And at first he's like, I told him with Larry Crabb and Stuart and Jill Briscoe. And he's like, I'm sure I don't belong, but how does my face look? So that was pretty cool. So
did you say youthful?
Yeah, I should have. Thank you. That was perfect. Oh. You're quick, too, besides being conversant.
Right.
Hey, I wanted to just do a Weight Loss Wednesday just because it's an issue that so many face, and a month into the new year, probably resolutions have exploded. But, you know, the whole diet, train, on and off, I mean, that's a tough issue for a lot of folks, right?
Yeah, for me, it sure has been. I think it's been something I have battled, I would say on and off, but really on. It's been battling since I was in my mid-teenage years, and I know I'm not alone in that. So,
do you ever find where people give you advice or give recommendations, read this book, do this diet, take this plan?
For sure, and sometimes it feels welcome. Often it does not feel welcome. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the... That's the struggle I think a lot of us who deal with excess weight often face, is people feel quite free to offer input into how to lose weight and how to navigate that conversation out of care for people seems challenging, and I don't necessarily know how to do that.
What would your advice be to people?
Boy, in terms of losing weight or how to have that conversation.
In terms of commenting to others about, asking or making recommendations, et cetera.
Yeah, I think if you have a close relationship with people and you're able to engage in conversation, it's one thing. Too often it seems like acquaintances will make recommendations. And so I think one piece of advice I would say is gauge the depth of the relationship that you have.
Yeah, right.
So,
all right, there we go. We've got a lot to do today. First Peter chapter 3, verses 9 through 12. We'll see how far we get. At least you can read the scripture. Go ahead.
Sure. It says, do not repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and he will grant you his blessing. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil.
All right, that is a mouthful. Read the first verse again, and maybe we'll just chew on that a little bit.
Sure. Finally, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing.
All right, so, that just got my attention right there.
Sure.
And I tried to listen to the other things, but wow. Do you have some thoughts on that?
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts on that. First of all, I would say that can be really hard to do. I think it's our base or natural inclination to retaliate rather than respond out of love. I think when we're wounded or when we're hurt, we want to respond and snap back. It seems like it takes some intentionality to respond with a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we've gotten worse. I mean, I think it's been influenced by the political world and culture and everything, but it just seems like it's gotten worse. And so you have to be very intentional about it.
Yeah.
And you're right. It does not come naturally.
Yeah. Well, and I think the other thing I would add is, if you get on social media, and maybe this happens in real life as well, the number of times I see all people, but especially Christians, engaging in name-calling about people they disagree with politically, I'm like, that does not represent the manner of Jesus.
No, it doesn't. In fact, perfect lead into Phil Wickham, The Jesus Way. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you later.
Stephen Curtis Chapman played Rapid Fire with us yesterday, part of his 11 minutes with us on the air. You can catch that included in the podcast of yesterday's show at wib.com under podcast. Click on the Wib Wake Up Show. And we've got that for you. Let's give it a listen.
What is your favorite outdoor activity?
I love fishing.
What's your least favorite household chore?
I guess I'm going to say mopping the floor.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
I would ask my wife, what are we going to do on the day off? Because I love just hanging out with her.
Do you prefer 20 degrees below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
Oh, I'd definitely go 90 degrees and humid.
Other than your home, what's your favorite state in the U.S.?
Tricky. Probably Kentucky.
All right.
Lots of good memories.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
Oh, yeah. Every one of them, pretty much.
And two more bonus questions, because Havo always wants to know this. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
I'm going to go with yes.
Yes!
I'm a Hawaiian pizza guy.
Yes!
Lover. Yes.
There you
Love
go.
It.
And one final related to dessert. If you are given a bowl of ice cream and can choose three toppings, what toppings would those be, Stephen Curtis Chapman?
It would be Reese's peanut butter cups and more Reese's peanut butter cups, and then we crunch up some Reese's peanut butter cups.
With the heartbeat of this show, with the Reese's and the pineapple on pizza.
Time talking to Stephen Curtis Chapman yesterday. Check that out in the podcast. We had 11 plus minutes with him. Talking about the concert coming up. Saddle up your horses and dive into a great adventure with Stephen Curtis Chapman, February 22nd. That is just around the corner of the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Hear all your favorites from the early years, as well as brand new music, a concert that may just leave you speechless. Consider this the invitation. Don't lose heart. Tickets are still available. Stephen Curtis Chapman, February 22nd. Get your tickets at wib.com under the events tab. Good writing, Caleb. Way to go. How many Stephen Curtis Chapman songs in that one? Win it Wednesday on this last day of January on the Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB.
We continue our prize giveaway from Tuesday Trivia. We have switched the prize. Unfortunately, something came up with a member of the band for the Remembering Bobby V tribute concert. So that not going to happen. Though, be tuned here for some more great giveaways soon. But today, we figured, let's send you to the movies at Mycon Cinemas in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls for a prize because, of course, The Chosen Season 4, the first three episodes, release tomorrow.
Hmm.
And make sure you go see that. Maybe that's what you want to see if you win. But first, we've got to get this solved, Halvo, at 715-723-2555.
We do, and it was a tough question yesterday with a lot of great guesses.
So, the question is this. Doing this activity is good for your health. Doing what activity is good for your health? The incorrect answers: taking a walk, jumping rope, jogging, sleeping, bouncing on a trampoline, laughing, going on the treadmill, fasting, dancing, reading, standing, doing yard work, singing, drinking water, listening to music, praying, hugging, breathing, or getting some sun. All good answers. A lot of those good for your health, but not specifically what we're looking for. Doing what activity is good for your health? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We heard from Altoona, Bloomer, La Crosse, Medford, Thorpe, Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Jump River, Cameron, Ladysmith, and Kennan, but did not get it solved yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that this morning?
We talked about a hint off the air. Should we save that, or do you want to use that right away?
You know what? Considering how phone lines are lighting up, I say let's save it.
Okay.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Julie from Oliva.
Hi, Julie.
Julie, what do you think?
Hi. I would say laughing.
That was guessed. Yeah. You can have a bonus guest, oh, Julie, from
Olivia. We've had a couple people guess that.
Meditation.
Is it meditation? Is that what we're looking for?
Mm-mm.
It's not. Thank you, Julie. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael from Eau Claire.
Hey, Michael.
What do you think?
Crossword puzzle.
Doing a crossword puzzle.
Good for your brain, that's for sure.
Is that what we are looking for? Doing this activity, good for your health. Is it doing a crossword puzzle? No, it's not. Thank you, Michael from Eau Claire. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Everybody wants to go to the movies, 723-2555.
Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Tony, go ahead.
Good morning. Stretching.
Is it stretching? Is it stretching? That would be stretching the truth of our answer. Thank you, Tony. Call us back, 715-723-2555. I believe that was our first guest from Dunn County. Always good to hear from you guys. 715-723-2555 for a chance to go to the movie of your choice with a guest at Mycon Cinemas. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael from Eau Claire.
All right, Michael got back through. What do you think? Doing what activity is good for your health?
Hugging.
That was guest yesterday, too. So bonus guest time, Michael.
We don't question the benefits of that, but what's something else?
Visiting family.
Visiting family. Is it visiting family? It's not, but thank you, Michael. 715-723-2555. I think we have time for three more guesses here. Otherwise, we'll push this off 20 minutes and think of a clue for you. Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from here on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Hi, this is Kenny from Rice Lake.
Hey, Kenny.
Kenny, what do you think?
Is it calling someone that you know?
Is it calling someone that you know? Taking the time to make that call. Kenny, is that what we're looking for? It's not. Call us back if you can get through. 715-723-2555.
Remember, the late author Barbara Johnson would call up to 500 people in November and December that she knew. Wow, that
That's
was something. Yeah.
Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is PCD John calling from Ladysmith.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. What do you think?
Sleeping.
Is it sleeping? That's been guessed. Would you like a bonus guess?
No, I'll pass.
How about listening to Phillips, Craig, and Dean music?
Yeah, how about that one?
No, but I know it makes you feel better, John. Good to hear from you always. 715-723-2555. We only have time for one more guest here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
All right, Tony, one more chance for you. What do you think?
Journaling.
Is it journaling?
Good
is
thought.
That what we're looking for? Doing what activity is good for your health? For two passes to the movies, Tony?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, not what we're looking for. Thank you, Tony. But we already were talking about a clue, so I think we'll have one again in about 20 minutes.
Here. We will. Our first hint, our first clue. It's not going to be great, but it's something.
It's something. It's something.
Try it again on the Win It Wednesday on WWIB this last day of January.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and we want to make you a winner today of two passes to see a movie of your choice at Mycon Cinemas in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Maybe you want to go see the opening, the first three episodes of The Chosen Season 4 on the big screen. That opens tomorrow, but you've got to win first. 715-723-2555, the phone number to call if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days. Our question is this: doing this activity is good for your health. Doing what activity is good for your health? And we've got a clue. I know folks are calling, but we want to help you out. We want to help you out with a clue. So let's just say this. Let's just say this from the outset. I will read the incorrect answers from yesterday, Halvo, and one of those was in the vicinity.
Yeah, it points you in the right direction.
Yes, so one of these points you in the right direction. Taking a walk, jumping rope, jogging, sleeping, bouncing on a trampoline, laughing, going on the treadmill, fasting, dancing, reading, standing, doing yard work, singing, drinking water, listening to music, praying, hugging, breathing, getting some sun. One of those.
I was trying to detect in your voice if when you said the one that would point us in the right direction, there was no change. So.
Nope.
Have you ever been a poker player? Because I think you'd be a good poker player.
All right, 715-723-2555. We have given you the clue as it is, and now we're giving you a chance to win here on a Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Tammy from Duran.
Hey, Tammy.
Hey, Tammy. What do you think?
Hey. Is it flossing or brushing your teeth?
Is it flossing or brushing your teeth a great thing to do? Prevent gingivitis, gum disease, all of that. Is that what it is? It's not. Thank you, Tammy. Good to hear from Duran this morning. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is JoJo from Jump River again.
Hey, JoJo.
Man, we love hearing from JoJo from Jump River because it's so fun to say. JoJo, what do you think?
Is it gardening?
Is it gardening? Is gardening what we are looking for today, Halvo?
That's not it.
It's not it. Good guess. Thank you, JoJo. 715-723-2555.
But boy, I tell you what, the gardening could start early this year maybe, huh?
Right?
Wow.
This is great. 50 degrees maybe today, set all sorts of records.
January.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Hey, Vicky.
What do you think, Vicky?
Kissing.
Is it kissing? Is that what we are looking for today?
Sorry, Vicky.
It's not. But again, as we get toward Valentine's Day, I suppose people might think that we're that clever. We're not.
Right.
But, you know, maybe. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from for a chance to win some Icon movie passes here on the WIB Wake Up Show?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry, all right, Sherry.
What do you think?
Swimming.
Swimming?
Yes.
Is it swimming? Halvo?
You know, I'm sure that is good. Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers used to like to take a swim every day, but that is not what we're looking for.
Not swimming. Thank you, Sherry. They've got a great aquatic center in Bloomer, though.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. I think we have time for three more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand again.
Hey, all right, Tammy.
Hi. Is it doing cardio?
Is it doing cardio? Cardio?
Cardio is certainly helpful for you, but that's not what we're looking for.
Again, our question, doing what activity, doing this activity is good for your health. We have time for two more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Greg from Augusta.
Hey, Greg.
Let's go with dance like no one's watching.
Dance like no one's watching. Words to live by.
Yes.
Is that what we need today? It's not, but the good to hear from you, Greg. One guess left. One guess left. So eeny, meeny, miny, mo on all these phone lines that are lit up. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Vicky sounds a little hoarse today.
All right. Yes. What do you think?
Playing with your kids.
Is it playing with your kids? Is that what we're looking for today to send you to the movies?
Incredibly helpful and enjoyable, but that's not it.
Thank you, Vicky. All right, we're going to try this again. We're going to try it again a little bit later on after 8:15 this morning. We'll give you the cue to call, so wait for that.
And we'll have to, we're going to give another hint. We've got to.
We are.
We've got
another
to.
Hint up our sleeves.
We want to give the tickets away.
Cards on the attack. We're back to 5-on-5. Here's Mason Johnson. That one goes in. Number 7 does it again.
Audio from WOGO Sports, our sister station. Last night, Greg Stewart on the call. Chi-High boys hockey now ranked number 1 in the state. Blanked Eau Claire North 7-0. Third straight shutout for Cardinals hockey.
All right, it's our fifth try at this question, which started on Tuesday trivia, continues on Win It Wednesday for the third time now, Caleb.
And we want to give you two Micon Cinemas movie passes if you can finally be the one to solve this at 715-723-2555. The question is, doing this activity is good for your health. Doing what activity is good for your health? And we're going to go ahead and give you another clue here.
Last time we had read some of the wrong answers from yesterday and said one of those pointed you in the right direction. That didn't seem to be enough. So now we're going to actually tell you the activity that we're looking for, that's the correct answer. It is an outdoor activity.
All right, so doing this outdoor activity is good for your health. Doing what outdoor activity is good for your health? 715-723-2555. As long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're good to go. Call us, 715-723-2555. We want to send you and a guest to the movies at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. Your choice to see a movie of your choice, or maybe you want to see The Chosen, episodes 1-3 of season 4 opening tomorrow. Good morning. You were the first one through. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry, what do you think?
How about playing tennis?
How about playing tennis?
That's an outdoor activity, unless you're at the indoor tennis center, and that's not it.
Thanks, Sherry. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Angie from Thorpe.
All right, Angie, I don't think we've heard from Thorpe yet. Cardinal Country, go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, I haven't heard the other days, but has someone said just taking a walk?
Has someone said taking a walk? They have said that, but you can have a bonus guess.
Okay, how about gazing at the clouds?
Sure. You know what? Cloud gazing, cloud watching. How about, is that what
that kind of gets
for?
Overlooked, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So a good answer by Angie, but that's not what we're looking for.
It's not. Thank you, Angie. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Lots of folks think they know they could get these movie passes. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Eau Claire.
All right, go ahead, Vicky.
Jogging or running?
That's already been guessed, so go ahead. Bonus guess.
Stargazing.
Stargazing. Looking at the stars.
Gazing at something. Clouds, stars.
Not that. 715-723-2555. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer again.
All right, Sherry.
How about biking?
How about biking? Is it getting out on the bicycle? Again, we've mentioned this is an outdoor activity.
Yep, it's a great one, and it's good for your health, but not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Sherry. We have time for three more guesses, 715-723-2555. Three more guesses before we have to push this off another 20 minutes. Good morning, WWIB.
Linda from Kippa.
All right,
Linda.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say walking dogs.
Walking dogs, not just walking, but getting out walking the furry friends.
That is the main way I get my exercise, but that's not what we're looking for.
All right, thank you. It is, again, it's good for your health, good activity, but not what we're looking for. Two guesses left. We've got to get in one song before weather. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Arlene from Chippewa.
All right, Arlene, go ahead. Doing what outdoor activity good for your health?
Well, I'm going to go with something different. Raking?
Is it raking? Raking the leaves or whatever else is out in your
yard?
That is
an autumnal experience, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Arlene. One call left. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Angie again from Thorpe.
All right, Angie. Let's do this.
Last one.
All right. This has been fun to kind of dream about, but how about just sitting in the sun?
Sitting in the sun.
Yeah, some of the people posting pictures of doing that further south, but we're just as warm as them practically. But that is not it.
No, thank you, Angie. Again, great to hear from so many locales all throughout the WIB listening area, but we have not solved this yet. Maybe we'll have to figure out another clue for you. We're going to try. We're going to try to get a winner today and send somebody to the movies at MyCon.
All right, Win It Wednesday, continuing on from Tuesday Trivia for the fourth time. This is our sixth time on this question, and we're going to give another clue.
So we've said doing this activity is good for your health. We've clarified doing what outdoor activity is good for your health as we've expanded the question, giving you a clue. So doing what outdoor activity is good for your health. But Halvo,
yes.
What are we going to say now to make this even easier, to give away two MyCon Cinemas movie passes?
And it occurred to me when somebody said, referring to dog walking, it does involve animals.
Right.
So it's an animal-related activity.
Animal-related, it's outdoor, doing what outdoor animal-related activity is good for your health. That's about as big a clue as we can give you.
This is pretty much the end of the clue line.
715-723-2555. If you have not won from us in the past 30 days, we want to give you a chance to win two MyCon Cinemas movie passes. Let's go right to the phone lines. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Tammy from Durand again.
Hey, Tammy, what do you think?
Is it horseback riding?
Is it horseback riding?
A great outdoor activity.
Call
but that's
back,
not
Tammy.
It.
715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Win It Wednesday?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hi,
go
Sherry.
Ahead, Sherry.
How about showing your animals at a fair?
Oh, sure. 4-H, maybe FFA related, things like that.
Animals showing. Is that it?
It's not. Thank you, Sherry. Good to hear from Durand and Bloomer this time. Again, we've heard from all over the place. We want to hear from you, too. 715-723-2555 for two MyCon Cinemas movie passes. Use them at any one of MyCon's four locations. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right,
what do you
think,
Vicky?
How about playing catch with your dog?
Playing catch with your dog? Afraid not. Let's go back to the phone. 715-723-2555. Good morning. Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Katrina from Cameron. Is it dog sledding?
Is it dog sledding?
I think of the race in Alaska, right?
Yeah. The Iditarod. Yeah. I've been on a dog sled. I wasn't real good at it, but I did a long time ago. Yeah.
Huh.
It was super fun. Homeschool activity.
All right. It's not it, though.
Thank you, Katrina. Call back. I just go down memory lane.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Again, this is an outdoor activity. It's animal related. Good for your health. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda. We want to send you to the movies. What do you think?
Well, this is what I do. I walk in the cemetery, and I talk to the animals, the deer, and if I see any dogs along the way, I stop and I talk to them and I pet them, and it always makes me feel better.
So kind of Dr. Doodling,
yeah.
Littling it.
Doolittling.
Is it Doolittling? It's not, but thank you, Linda. That's a good idea, actually. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? We really want to get a winner here today, this morning. Go ahead.
This is Ashley from Thorpe.
All right, Ashley.
I think it is bird watching.
You think it is bird watching. Is that good for your health? Getting out and watching the birds, listening to the birds?
Absolutely.
Ashley?
That's it. You're going to the movies, Ashley.
All right.
Doing this outdoor animal-related activity, good for your health. It is bird watching or listening to birds sing. More specifically, Ashley, what tipped you off there?
I was just thinking how relaxing it is. So just kind of thinking about being outside, listening to the birds, watching them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ashley, 2 weeks ago I saw this headline, hearing birds sing can be good for your health. I sent it to Caleb. I said, there is a trivia question.
There's the trivia that took nearly 2 full days here at the Wake Up Show. We got it.